You've been listening to Culture Rich Conversations, brought to you by the Black Awareness Association of Juneau. I'm Rhonda McBride, rounding out the hour on this Thursday's Juneau afternoon. We are currently under a winter storm advisory where there is snow in the forecast to be followed by heavy rain. But just when will that rain arrive? I talked with Pete Boyd, a meteorologist at the Juneau office of the National Weather Service, a short while ago, and asked him why it's hard to predict how all of this is going to time out.
The difficulty we have in forecasting around Southeast Alaska is complex terrain, lack of data coming into the computer models, which is making run-to-run inconsistencies. Also, with the systems that are moving in, they're not the obvious forcing mechanisms that we've seen in easy-to-predict systems. So a slight change in position of a couple of degrees of temperature can be the difference between heavy snow or heavy rain. Now we're just getting system after system coming into the Gulf of Alaska. Where those are exactly going, it's still battling between the cold air that we've got over the Yukon pressing down and then these warm systems moving through. And in addition, what makes weather forecasting difficult all around are mountain ranges and large bodies of water. And what Southeast Alaska have is large bodies of water in mountain ranges. In addition to making Southeast Alaska difficult to forecast is we have a lack of observations and data network that would load into the computer models like over the lower 48. So we're seeing poor model consistency between the models and run-to-run. So every few hours we get a new model run and they're just showing rapid changes. So it's this battle between the temperatures that are coming through, where now we should have been seeing warmer air, at least by some models' indications, but others still had it cold. So it's just the combination of the terrain, the weather pattern, the amplitude weather pattern we've been dealing with, the lack of data, and the microclimates we've got around Southeast Alaska.
And microclimates, I guess, is the operative phrase there. So you have been forecasting that we were going to have snow followed by rain, and at some point there's going to be a transition from that snow to rain. So what do you think is going on right now?
What we're seeing right now is for the Juneau area is going to be a delay in that transition over to rain. There is more indication that was going to be happening this afternoon into this evening. We have better indications with the northerly flow. It's going to stay mostly snow through tonight and into early tomorrow morning before the full transition over the rain. We expect that it to be all rain for Juneau area by Friday into Saturday, definitely. But since we're going to be staying colder, the snow we're getting right now is going to likely continue on with snow. So we have extended the Juneau winter storm warning, which is now in effect until 6 a.m. Friday. So we're looking at an additional 6 to possibly 12 inches of snow and some freezing rain mixing in, but luckily less than 1/4 inch of ice accumulation from any freezing rain. And the reason we have the large variation in snow amounts is because a slight change in temperature can change our snow ratio, which can change how much total snow we're going to get from our liquid equivalent precipitation. That's how much liquid would fall when you melt everything out.
So fascinating how that ratio is so fragile. You never know which way it's going to go depending on what happens. Well, we had a mix of snow followed by rain recently, and you meteorologists described this as an atmospheric river. So we've got more rain ahead of us. Is this also an atmospheric river coming our way?
These atmospheric rivers, which are the long, narrow regions in the atmosphere that transport water vapor to the locations, it's not looking, say, as strong as we've seen from record events that occurred earlier in January, but we're still looking at some significant rainfall. As of now, we expect one to move through that we're seeing moving through tonight, which we're should be more of a snow versus rain event. We have another one moving in for the weekend Saturday, and then we're also looking at some more systems moving in through next week. So we are looking at some significant rainfall over southeast Alaska through much of the extended range forecast.
Well, we've had so much rain in January. Didn't we set new records? I mean, what's causing all of this in the big picture?
In the big picture, it's back to that amplified wave pattern. So it's just moving one system after the other. The long fetch of tropical moisture, it's just that ridge aims everything straight for southeast Alaska. And yes, we actually hit multiple records. We hit a monthly record for precipitation of in January of 12.29 inches. We also hit 2 one-day records of 3.4 inches that occurred on the 21st. And then the second most accumulation in January occurred also on the 22nd with 2.2 inches of rainfall. The third highest rainfall for one day that occurred in January was back in 1966 of 2.11 inches. So that 3.48 pretty much smashed all previous records.
So what do you think about this month? It's early yet. We're just a few days into it. But do you think that we could see this trend continue?
At this point, the early look at from the Climate Prediction Center, they still have us with below normal temperatures. However, for rainfall, they had us at still an equal chance. For the rest of the February, March, and April, they started bumping up the precipitation amounts a bit more. So still looking at possibly an above normal for total precipitation. With the wave pattern also compare us to December, where the rainfall that we got total for December was well below normal. In December, we got 2.8 7 inches, where the normal was 6.53, while in January we had 12.29 inches of rain, while the normal was 6.02. So we've just, in 1 month difference, complete flip in the weather pattern that was happening. So it's been quite chaotic.
So in other words, stay tuned.
At this point, stay tuned. And the biggest event is these individual systems can make a big difference versus the entire month. Example for snowfall that we received in January, one day on the 9th of January, we got 9.1 inches. So that was almost half of the January snowfall total. And then also those 2 days of record rainfall pretty much made half of the precipitation amount also of January. So a single storm can make a big difference to the entire monthly statistics.
That was Pete Boyd, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service. He has worked in the Juneau office for about 13 years and says he's still learning about our weather systems. Well, thank you, Pete. We appreciate all the good work that you and the other meteorologists do.